Chapter 4. How to Receive Deliberately. If you're practicing the exercises in Chapter 3, focusing on what you do want instead of what you don't want, you're already halfway to deliberately receiving the things you want. Because as you focus the majority of your attention on what you actually want, not only do you give more creative power to those things, but you're also lining up with them. In Chapter 2, we talked about your vibrational feedback system, your emotions. I explained how negative emotions are an indicator that you're moving away from the things you want, whereas positive emotions mean that you're moving towards them. As you practice focusing on things that make you feel better, and therefore actually do feel better, you will naturally be moving closer to those things that you do want. But when do they actually show up? In order to manifest something into the physical, in order to deliberately receive it, you must find the frequency of that thing and then step into it. To find the frequency, focus on those aspects of the thing you want to manifest that feel good on a consistent basis, instead of focusing on the parts you don't like. The better you feel about that subject, the closer you are to the frequency you're looking for. For example, let's say you want a new car. What are your consistent thoughts about the car? What do you spend your time focusing on? Do you think about how great the new car will be? Or are you more aware of the fact that you don't have a new car and how crappy your old car is? Are you filled with joy every time you see someone driving a new car? Or do you feel pangs of jealousy? Why do they have a new car when I don't? Do you look forward to having that new car? Or are you concerned that you might not be able to afford it? What aspects of the new car are you spending your energy on? And how does that feel? When you think thoughts about the car that feel truly good, you're finding the frequency of the new car. The more joyful you feel when you think about a subject, the clearer you're tuning into that frequency. And once you've found that frequency, all you have to do to receive it is to step into it. In order to align with or step into a frequency, you'll need to do two things. First, you must spend more time and energy on that frequency than you do on its opposite. If you deliberately begin to train your thoughts toward good-feeling thoughts about the car and spend more time on these thoughts than you do thinking bad-feeling thoughts, you begin to tip the balance, which will shift you into that frequency. The dominant frequency is always the one that manifests. So if you're sending out vibrations that will bring you the car, I love my new car, as well as vibrations that will keep the car away, I hate my crappy old car, whatever vibration is most dominant within you will win. You must give more attention to the vibration of what you want than what you don't want. Second, you need to feel as though what you want is already part of your experience. When something seems like a big deal, like the manifestation of it would be a huge shift in your life, the physical manifestation of it is usually still far away. But when it seems like the next logical step, like receiving it as the most natural thing in the world, it just shows up. Have you ever noticed that when you're single, the partners you're looking for are nowhere to be found, but the second you get into a relationship, suddenly lots of eligible hotties appear? Where have they been all this time? As long as you were focused on how single you were, you weren't a vibrational match to the hotties. But as soon as you found a way to let one in and relaxed, as soon as you began offering a vibration of, I have someone, lots of someone started to appear. You became a vibrational match to other potential partners. You have to become a vibrational match to whatever it is you're looking to manifest. You do this by feeling as though you already have it. Notice, I didn't say that you merely have to act like or think that you already have it. You have to feel it. What you're essentially doing is reverse engineering your vibrational feedback system. If you already have the new car, your feedback system would respond with a matching feeling. But if you respond with a matching feeling, the law of attraction has to bring you the car. If you watch children at play, they're incredibly good at using their imaginations. They don't just sort of pretend to be a space alien, cowboy, or fireman. They really get into it. They feel what it's like. They experience the emotions, the highs, the lows, the excitement of it. This ability to pretend, to really experience something, even if it isn't currently in our physical reality, is an innate ability of ours and a crucial part of our power to create. Children do it easily, until we train them out of it by telling them to snap out of it and pay attention to reality. But you can train yourself to pretend like a child again. You can remember this ability of yours and really get into the feeling place of having what it is you want. This isn't just visualization. This is getting into your old car and smelling that new car smell, feeling the gear shift smoothly as your tires easily handle a windy mountain road, and hearing the roar of the powerful new engine. This is being so immersed in your fantasy of driving the new car that you don't even notice the old one anymore. This is playing pretend on steroids. Have fun with this. Life is supposed to be fun. Play more. Play pretend. Make it your mission to have as much fun with everything as you possibly can. Think about it. Even if your physical reality would not shift. And again, it must. Wouldn't the added fun you're having be worth it alone? What have you got to lose? Go and play. Make everything into a game. Play until people around you are wondering what the heck you're always so happy about and why things are suddenly, easily, effortlessly, always working out for you.